And it just bit me.
That's cute. I like it.
Yo, we're back with another episode of the LPP. This is a conversational music podcast with your hosts, Rod and Denise. Sometimes we have a guest. Every episode
sometimes we have
is a different theme. It's the
LPP. Yeah, you know me. It's the LPP. Yeah, you know me.
That's what's up, dude.
That's what's up. Hello, welcome. What's that?
Was that all you?
That was all Denise.
That was all Denise?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You don't play music. I forgot. I remember. I listened to the podcast where you trash stars.
Denise is the... Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Nice. Keep it real.
Nah. Hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. Make yourselves at home.
Thanks. So, Denise, you wrote that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Denise, would you care to introduce this month's guests? We only do it once a month.
Hey, yeah. It's only once a month.
Sometimes.
We have...
if I'm lucky.
No application fee. Well, I mean, the dick and balls of no application fee, Gil and Andy.
Oh, that's which nice. One's the dick and which one's the balls?
We rotate.
Yeah, we rotate.
Oh, nice.
Depends how I feel that day.
Yeah.
It's a detachable penis.
That's a good song. Yeah. So welcome to the show, everybody. This is a brand spanking new episode. We do one of these every month. And as Denise mentioned, today we have no application fee. Andy and Gil. You guys are officially from Long Beach, Compton?
We're officially from El Paso.
We're born and raised in El Paso.
But we live in Compton.
Mm-hmm. For the last 10 years of our life, we've been in the city.
We've been playing a lot of Long Beach, so I guess people get that
idea.
Yeah, associated.
Yeah.
Got a lot of friends there.
We got a lot of friends over there.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you know it's not just a clever name? It's actually really Long Beach.
It's a Long Beach?
It is.
You know, it should be more like Long Lagoon, though. There's no waves.
Or they should call it Dirty Water.
Yeah.
So the theme, Denise, what's the theme this week? Sorry.
The theme is bilingual songs because No Application Fee has a few bilingual songs, even though we're not playing any of their songs.
Well,
today.
We played them before.
Yeah, we played them before.
They've had enough of us.
I feel
no one
wants
to hear our fucking music.
People who listen to the LPP or listen to the 110 podcast, they know all about a No Application Fee.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you don't,
get informed, dude. Follow us on Instagram and get informed.
What are your socials if people want to get in touch with you guys?
Our OnlyFans has really been going up. Our Pornhub subscription is now only 99 cents. Ooh. And there's no content on there. It's just that's how we get money.
Yeah. We're trying to see if people actually will pay for it. And maybe we'll put some content.
But it'll
just be Andy spreading his cheeks.
You're not sure what
like
it is.
Like in slow motion too. Like it's just going to be like, oh, you can't see it, right?
No.
I'm pretending to spread cheeks. So people listen
like butter.
I'm spreading cheeks right now.
What would that sound like?
Since going
I don't
on
think
right
it's
now.
A sound. It's more like just like, I think you would make a sound. You'd be like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, just like very excited.
Yeah.
Buttholes are cute.
Buttholes are cute.
Well, there are cute buttholes.
Yeah.
I think this is a podcast about music, though, not buttholes.
Hey, I get inspired to write music because of my love for buttholes.
I think it's because of your butthole.
Have you ever? You need to really listen to our album. It's all about buttholes.
Even when it's
it
not,
really
it
is. Yeah.
It's, you have to really dig.
The moral of the story really is buttholes.
But he's just trying to be respectful.
Exactly.
To your butthole.
A gentleman.
Team Ramrod.
A gentleman, if you will.
Yeah. I dig it.
We're not all dead, you know. There's still gentlemen out there.
Yeah.
I opened the door for these bitches.
All right. As always, the guest goes first. And it was previously decided that Gil would go first.
We flipped the coin. No, we didn't.
So, Gil, would you care to tell us what song you chose, why you chose it, what kind of a special place it holds in your heart?
Well, dude, Chicano Batman holds a really special place in my heart to begin with. Because they're just fucking dope, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... I especially really like Eduardo Arenas' fucking style too. And I think in particular, he wrote the lyrics for that one. And I think he sings this one. It's called Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, bro, after you know what I mean? After you like wake up hungover and like you feel like a little like shit, you listen to that and you're like, life's going to be all right. You know,
I need that right now.
Wait, I'm sorry. So you said, which guy from the band is that? Like, which instrument does he play?
He plays bass.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I've seen him play live a few times and he's... Oh, man,
oh shit.
He's
dope, he fangirled like a little bitch.
Honestly,
dude.
Bro, I would suck his dick. Yeah, he's dope. I wouldn't, but...
Did you try to meet him at the merch table after the show?
I actually did. I took a picture with him. I lost it, but, you know, it was cool.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't take pictures, dude, unless it's nudes.
No.
And he didn't send me a nude, so... No, but they're dope, dude. They're fucking dope. And I really, like... I really like all of them. Like Carlos, he plays great guitar. You know what I mean? Like Bardo also sings great, but like Eduardo Arenas is honestly my favorite.
And they have such a style.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, if you just heard a clip of it, you're like, that's Chicano Batman for sure.
Dude. And it's crazy because you almost feel like you know them. I don't know anything about them, bro. Like, I really don't. You know?
Didn't they do a theme song for something and we recognized that it was them?
It was Jack Daniels.
They had that. No. It was Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
They had that whole campaign. They did a cover of
This Land Is Your Land. Yeah. Is that what you think about?
No, we watched something recently. And on the credits, Chicano Batman did the... I'll do my research.
Oh, wait. It was... This Fool.
It was This Fool.
Oh, did you guys watch This Fool?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it was Chicano Batman. Yes. Damn.
Did you guys watch This Fool?
Yeah.
Season 2 on the way.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That show was great.
That was
fantastic.
Yeah.
Dave is also coming up. I'm excited.
Did you guys watch Dave?
Nah.
Oh, dude. Man, it's hilarious. Watch Dave.
Santino's in there, right? Dickie.
Andrew Santino.
Yeah.
You know, you like Andrew?
Yeah.
He's dope.
Yeah.
You like Bobby Lee too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That guy's...
Dude. Anyways, it's like a whole thing. We had tickets to go see him at the Comedy Store, I think, right?
Oh, yeah?
I forgot where.
The Improv.
But then I think you got sick or something.
No, we had the stupid wall.
Oh, that's right. We were building a wall here at the house.
And damn, bro. You built a wall?
Yeah.
Well, we hired
to build that wall.
The royal we, you know? Yeah.
Damn, that always sucks that to miss tickets like that.
Yeah. So we gave them away.
We
so
blessed someone with them.
We did.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll get to that later. But okay. So we'll just go ahead
to Chicano Batman.
Yeah. Introduce your song. What song is it?
Fantasia.
Do you want to do like a little radio DJ style?
Nah, just play it, bro.
All right.
Oh, it's a banger.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Nunca sabía que mi fantasía
That was good.
I got my fill.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
They're so talented, dude.
Yeah, dude, they really are. They really fucking
are. And whoever's in that studio did their fucking thing, dude. That mix was fantastic.
So, okay, so you guys are hardcore musicians. You are recording artists.
Hardcore, yeah. With Slayer.
So when...
I love Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer's pretty good, dude. So I obviously I'm a lover of music, but I don't really like know all the technicalities and all this stuff. So when you say that's a great mix, like what specifically are you listening for? What stands out to you?
What stood out from that initial one of hearing it in these good headphones was everything was placed really well. You know, like everything had a place in the mix, and I'm sure you could hear how they had those keys and the synth on like the right ear. And you could hear like the drums were, it was like I was watching them in the room and I got those acoustics and everything was.
And the splash on the cymbals. Everything
was clean, dude. Everything was clean. You could tell there was money in that. And I just, the main thing I heard was the placement of everything was very good. You know, nothing stuck out. Even his vocals, they weren't like too wet or dry. It was like, oh, someone did their fucking thing on that shit, dude. Yeah. And it took a lot of people to make that happen. That's what a lot of people, obviously they don't know and you're not supposed to, but it's like that could have taken
months.
14 people to make that come to life, you know?
Let's go in the room.
Yeah, and hella time.
And time, yeah.
Those are pros, dude. What album is that off of?
That's Cycles of Existential
Life. It is, right?
Yep.
Damn, and that was so early. That's
a great
impressive.
Bro, that's a great album. It's a great fucking album.
Yeah, that's my favorite album for sure from them.
I mean, they're all great. Invisible People is a great album, too.
You mentioned you saw them a couple times already?
I saw Eduardo Arenas play. I didn't get to see them all play, bro. Like, because he does his own solo stuff sometimes.
Oh, he does. Oh,
bro, he's got these hilarious ass fucking cumbia songs.
Oh, really?
Dude, yeah, he's got a song called La Fila del Tommy's. And it's just about going to Tommy's, bro. Like, and it's hilarious, dude. Like, it's
oh, man, I got to check that out.
You have to, dude. Just look up Arenas and, like, it'll come out on Apple Music or YouTube or whatever.
Nice. Dude, yeah, I didn't
Apple
even know
music.
That. Apple Music.
He's dope, dude.
I'm more of a Spotify guy, you know.
Well, he'll be there, too, with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Do you guys know the whole story of the name Chicano Batman and all that?
I don't, no. Actually. Do you?
So I didn't either. So in preparation for the show, you know, I looked it up. And
it's tight. Thank you.
So way back in the day, he was saying one thing. And then, so this, I saw a video from like 9 years ago where they did this little performance for KCET, you know, Channel 28, the public station.
Okay, we get it. You watch TV, bro.
I watch TV, bro. I know all the channels. Anyways, and then I guess in that interview, he was kind of saying how he wanted to mix the two cultural symbols of like Batman. But then have you guys seen that, the logo that...
Yeah, for fucking Cesar Chavez.
Yes.
Yep.
The United Farm Workers Movement.
There you go.
There you go. So they had that black block
style
eagle.
Started in Los Angeles, didn't it?
Yeah. And yeah, so he thought like, oh, that kind of looks like the Batman logo, but it's like the Chicano Batman logo.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's, and then later on, like 2 years ago during the pandemic, he got like really like political, I guess. They were already political, but I feel like now he really tried to like push it. And he prepared this whole other statement of like what the name Chicano Batman means.
Well, the term Chicano is a little political itself.
Right. It is, you know? Actually, yeah.
So it's like in the name already, like. So
yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, for sure. As a follow-up, I was going to be like, oh, where'd you guys come up with no application fee? But then Denise reminded me.
Well, yeah,
but if you guys want to share the story again.
No, you tell us.
You want me to tell you where you guys came up with it?
Yeah, how did we come up with the name?
Ron has already asked you questions that I know. I've seen every single YouTube thing
okay,
that you've
Okay, calm down.
On.
Keep it in your pants.
Twice if Kyle
you.
Was on there. So.
That's really nice of you. I've never seen any of them.
I know.
Oh, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you. Oh, I you know you. I want you to explain
you
wanna, it.
You
want to
see if I was paying attention?
Yeah. Oh, you're pretty good. Good. So,
she said that you were helping your sister fill out a college application.
Someone. I don't know who.
Andy Gill, one of you guys.
We were unloading a car.
See, you got it wrong too.
Yeah, we were unloading a car.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah.
With equipment and dude's sister was in college.
Uh-huh.
And there was a paper that said no application fee. And Gil came up with it. He was like, dude, that's punk rock.
Cause I was a little fucking,
and here we are fucking 14 years later with the same stupid name.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like Jay Adams. You heard of him? He's a skater.
Nuh-uh.
From Venice JJ? Beach.
I don't know that guy.
Dude, he was a little fucking punker. Yeah. But I was a kid though.
Yeah, we were 14, dude.
Dang.
We're going to be 30 in a couple months.
Whoop. You guys going to have a big 30...
A baby? No, not
30,
yet.
30?
Yeah, I'm trying to with each other. No, we're trying to turn up for sure for our 30th. I think we want to rent a cabin.
I think we're going to rent some sluts.
Yeah.
A cabin and some sluts.
With a nice bathroom so you can put your pillow on your...
I kind of want to do what you guys did. Like, I like that bath idea, like with the candles like that. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Well, that's for the farts.
I was going to fart right here.
We do have a candle.
Nice.
Got candles everywhere.
I
want to
ask the
guys,
like, we walked in.
Huh?
Did it smell like weed when we walked in?
I didn't smell.
I can't smell anything.
Oh, good.
COVID.
It's not COVID. I swear to you.
Damn, that's awesome that you watched all our podcasts. Because, I mean, it's cool that we have, like, there are a lot of people who enjoy them. That's why we're trying to do them more often now.
Yeah.
Because we get so many of our friends and fans that are like, bro, do more podcasts. Did you just see the one that they just put out, the dad one?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that one?
Okay, I'm gonna give you shit. Like,
yeah,
I don't
please.
Think these are podcasts. I think these are YouTube channels.
Denise
because the audio is nowhere. I can't stream the audio in my car. So I just freaking play the video and like
purist.
Put it down and like do
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't have an RSS feed, you're not a podcast.
RSS, huh? We did talk about that one time.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. You have to ask Rod.
No, I got it.
She's like, if you don't have this, which I have no idea what it is, like, you're not a podcast.
Yeah. Rod told me
Didn't
so.
You say something about, was it you that said that, or I thought, like, an engineer told you that or something?
No, Rod told me that.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it's to get your stuff, like, for the
engineer. Yeah, her engineer, yeah.
Rod is my sound engineer. Check out my album.
No, don't.
What do you,
I mean, you can't check
Do you mix?
Out. No.
I don't know. Well, you do a little bit if you do editing with this stuff.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's audio engineering, baby.
Yeah,
give yourself some credit.
That's my hype man right there.
Yeah,
dude,
there we go.
I promoted. I'm taking a guitar class right now at the community college, and the first day I was like, I have an album out on Spotify. Like, you know, they give you like 5 seconds to like talk about yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, check it out, Taco Truck Confessions. Like, I told the whole freaking class and my friends
it's
were fucking
great
laughing.
Album.
And thank you. And then I was asking my professor a question one of my classmates had a question. He was like, you mixed like your album at home? And I was like, yeah. I was like, my husband did everything. And he was like, what program do you? I was like, dude, I don't know. You have to ask
whenever
him.
Someone asks that, just always say GarageBand.
Actually, it seems
just
like
throw everyone off and be like,
it seems like the niece and I have really similar qualities, and Andy and you have really similar qualities.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
please. Yeah. I'll take anything. Whoever wants
that
to
is true. That is true.
As soon as I saw your head, I knew I wanted to.
Because I don't know shit about fuck, dude. I don't know shit about fuck, but I can play guitar and I look pretty. So.
Hey.
Me too.
And I can write songs.
Classic guitarist.
They have
all
syllables and I'll fucking extend them. And it's dope, dude.
So wait, do you play music at all?
Nah, not really. I mean, we have a drum set in the garage, so I mean, I'll mess around.
Don't you piss you off? You just go play and shit.
Oh wait, you guys want to hear something so funny? Yesterday, our drummer was saying that apparently, we met Greg at Guitar Center because I teach professionally there. He's the drum instructor. I'm the bass instructor, and he said that a parent came up to him and was like, well, I want my kid to learn drums, but I want him to learn a real instrument first.
What?
She's trying to make a joke. It just didn't land.
Yeah.
And he was just like,
it just didn't land. It just really didn't land.
Like, yeah, that's fucked up, man. Yeah. Drummers get no respect, bro. They got
to
carry on.
Because they're fucking hard to work with, dude.
No. Oh, really?
Drummers,
I don't know any.
Yes.
I did talk to Greg a little bit.
So we saw you guys play at Rudy's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show, guys.
Oh, thanks, man.
Good show.
So glad I got to run my own sound.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
But yeah, afterward, I was talking to Greg for a little bit because, I was like, dude, are you on the album? He's like, nah, that was the other drummer.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
we had a studio session drummer for that one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Greg.
One of the white guys on our team.
Greg is really cool, man. And he's pretty easy to work with. So we've gotten luckier.
Bro, if we started when we were 14, is that 16 years then? We're in 16 years. Yeah. It's going to be 30. In the 16 years, we've had four drummers.
Oh, damn.
We've had four drummers.
Wait, so is the original lineup just you two?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah? What's your oldest song? Like, what was the first song you guys wrote?
Probably, or Pirates Club?
No, the oldest song we wrote, they're on,
it's not anywhere.
On CDs at my mom's house we hope never get out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
You don't want to hear that shit.
Dude,
there's a song called Mr. Pecker.
Actually, the first song we ever, you know what I just thought of? You know, it was one of the first songs we ever wrote? Love Maker.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Wait. How'd it go? It was so lame. Then he was like, can't wait to get her in bed. Can't think of what she said. This girl is out of my league.
How do you know these words?
I don't know, dude. It's all coming back to me. It was like almost 20 years ago.
You must stop doing drugs so I can have your kind of memory.
Damn,
Ross doesn't do drugs and he can't remember shit.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
I'm gonna give you shit.
You already fucked anyways.
I learned something in my adult life. It's not that you don't remember stuff, it's that you don't pay attention.
This is because
a lot of times we hear stuff, but we're not listening.
That's true.
So, in my professionalism, in my career, how do you say that? In my work, I've realized how much I need to pay attention and how much I wasn't. So now I'm like much better. Like, I'll turn my brain off and pay attention to someone. And then all of a sudden I started remembering shit.
I'll be honest. It's been like six times that I almost lost my concentration talking to you guys. So I have to remind myself to pay attention because it's hard. Because it's just that. It's like we're not listening. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Where am I?
What's my name?
Oh, that's a great story, dude.
That is a good story.
Well, you guys, you can share it.
I was in eighth grade and there was this guy.
He was hilarious.
He was a clown, dude.
He was like, what's the word when he was ahead of his time, dude, in his comedy.
He was ahead of his time in his comedy, dude. So we had a substitute teacher, and you know how like there was that one guy that was a dick to the substitute teachers?
Yep.
He was that guy. Like, he took it too far.
Yeah,
so
he
at
did.
Some point
it was hilarious.
He went to go like he was getting in trouble all class, and then he goes to get mad at him, right? And he's like, what's your name? And he's like, what? And he's like, what's your name? And he grabs his desk and he starts shaking as hard as he can. He's like, what's my name? What's my name? And like, the whole class starts cracking up. And he was like, get out. I hope that guy's alive.
No, he is, dude. He's got kids. He's like working.
Oh, you follow him on Facebook?
I follow him on Facebook, bro.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah, shout out to David Olivas.
I made sure to get rid of my Facebook years ago.
Yeah.
When all of our parents got on it in 2009, I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, my mom follows me on Instagram and I'm like, shit. I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, that, I'm sure that's the most of our concerns on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not doing lines on Instagram, Andy. That's
what I meant. Hey, guys. Happy Saturday.
We're going to do a key shot today.
Oh, man.
Cocaine is bad. Don't do it.
Don't do cocaine, kids.
Don't do cocaine.
It's I've never done cocaine in my life.
Walk hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it. We say that all the time.
You do actually.
That sounds like I do want some of that.
Wrong kid died.
Wrong kid died.
Yeah.
Dude, he slashed him in half with a katana.
We play with the swords.
Who does that?
Okay, but my bad. To go back to Chicano Batman, Gil introduced me to them a long time ago. I don't want to say when they first came out, but they were still
pretty. Can I tell you how I found out about them?
Please.
I used to, I don't even know if you know. I still do men. Uber Eats, but I used to do Uber and I would pick random ass people up and shit.
Men.
And men, women, transvestites, whatever, bro. I'm whatever, gay, you know.
As long as you're paying.
Whatever. Yeah, you pay me, don't talk to me. And if you want to talk to me, then you keep the conversation. You know? Anyways, I digress. One time I was working like in Beverly Hills, dude.
Damn.
Or Studio City, actually. I was in Studio City. No, sorry. Century City. I was in Century City. Okay. And
what cross street?
I don't fucking remember. Wilshire, dude. I had picked up this lady, and I was listening to this. Oh, fuck. I wish I could remember.
Oh, this other band's name called Coldplay.
Nope. But honestly, Viva La Vida was pretty dope, dude.
Yeah.
No, actually. Oh, fuck. What were they called, dude? You know who introduced them to us? Los Deambulantes.
Really?
Yeah. No, but not Chicano Batman, this other band. Anyways, I was listening to this other Batman.
Oh. Los Deambulantes introduced us to the band that you were listening to that the lady in the car heard and said.
And this lady hears it and she's like, dude, you know what this sounds like? I'm like, what? She's like Chicano Batman. And I was like, I never heard of that. And she was like, look them up. Oh. And I was like, you got it.
Yeah.
And
then he fucked her.
This is the most interesting story ever. She was like, I seen them play at a bar and like they were like mariachi outfits sometimes and they just wear like cool like outfits like from mariachi the 80s suits. And shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, they're so fucking dope. And I looked them up and I fell in love, dude. And I was like, God damn.
One time I walked in his room and he was jerking off to them. Like he was holding their vinyl and he was just.
You said you weren't going to tell anybody. You sold your own boy.
Were you thinking of that lady?
I was. So I was like, oh, white lady. I wish I could remember your name.
It's like he ruined that record. He just got it all over the sleeve.
It was and everything.
Why are the pages so sticky?
Yeah. I was gonna say that is one of the cool things about like. Do you guys go to a lot of shows? Well, obviously. Well, no. I was gonna say that's a stupid way to, I guess, phrase it. You guys obviously play a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. You know, local bands and all that.
I'm so excited to answer this question. Yeah, I know what you're gonna ask. Go for it.
So then it's like you probably see a lot of like
shitty bands.
Well, no, I was going to say good up and
coming. We see a lot of shitty bands.
Well, that too. But, I'm sure there's got to be some good ones, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, there is some good bands.
Yeah. But anyways, I guess what I was going to say was like, yeah, that's one of the cool things.
I mean, look, the Sleepers in Long Beach are really dope.
Who?
The Sleepers.
Oh, I don't
know. They're a little punk. Not little. They're this punk band. Mm-hmm. They're dope, dude. Shout out to Jordan.
Dude, I'm glad that you featured Band of Wizards,
too.
That was
cool. Yeah, Colocho. Oh, yeah.
That's my guy.
He's a friend of ours. Yeah.
I love Anthony.
Yeah, and that music video was dope.
Yeah.
And cool story. They work with the same videographer that did our
Base 3 video. Juan Paz.
Shout out to Juan.
Armada Productions.
Shout out. I have some questions about music videos, but we'll get to that later.
Gotcha. All right. We got all the
just
day in the world,
them,
baby.
Bro. I just
you got more
them.
Of these, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, we got all the day in the world, baby.
Boom. All
the
night.
Day in the world.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ask me. Ask us.
My notes are out the window, but I do want
Andy's like, ask me. You know? Don't worry about Gil. Just ask me.
Well, I'm going to ask Gil because Gil is bilingual, right? Like, you speak.
Wait, Andy's not bilingual?
Are. Yeah, we both are.
I'm not as fluent as Gil. It was his first language.
I was raised
in Portugal. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Well, me.
Not
him.
Same.
He's straight from Mexico.
Yeah,
so.
You and me are the same.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
So, Gil, do you prefer singing in English or Spanish?
I got a funny story after that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like both, but I think I sound better in Spanish. Because when I sing in English, I can still hear the accent. You know what I mean? And maybe it's cool and maybe it's not, but I can still hear it and it's like, ugh. But when I see it in Spanish, I'm like, I think my mom would be proud.
Nice.
She is. Shout out to my mom.
I had a customer one time at work that asked to check out our music.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny thing. Fuck that guy.
And he came back and he was like, hey, dude, I heard your music. And I was like, okay, cool. Thanks. You know, what else you can say? I was like, I appreciate it, dude. And he's like, that first song, though, he's like, real basic. He's like, real basic lyrics. And was that you singing? I was like, no, I wasn't. He was like, tell him that he sings much better in Spanish. Stick
to Spanish. You know what I have to say to that guy?
What?
Everyone's a critic and you can suck a nut.
Just one, though.
Let's see you write a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just one night.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That's what I tell Rod all the time. He's like, when he like tries to criticize me, I'm like, bro,
no.
You write it.
No, I'm not, but you know what? Honestly, I'm just giving constructive criticism.
No, right? Honestly, I don't.
That
I don't
sounds really, like criticizing.
Honestly, I don't really care because it actually makes me a better like writer.
Yeah.
Because I'll take it into consideration and it'll probably actually help.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know what I mean? So, so it's cool, dude. Like, I'm not gonna fucking cry about it. Like, I forgot about that story, honestly. But you know what I mean?
You pushed it down.
Oh, I pushed it all the way down.
No, you know what it was? He wasn't paying attention.
It was like, it was under where my dog was dead, and it was like under there. It was like, oh, boom.
Goddamn.
It's kind of awkward.
Anyways.
Rest in peace.
The Cisco Kid.
Rip. Oh, that was his name, Cisco Kid?
Yeah, dude. Rest in power.
Oh, damn.
Anyways, dude, Chicano Batman's fucking dope, and Eduardo Arenas is fucking dope, and he's a little bit of my idol.
All right, Denise, you're up next. Go ahead.
Fuck. Sorry. So,
hey, one time. I'm sorry.
I debated because, okay, I've listened to all of the shows that you've been on or whatever.
We know,
you
Denise,
talk about three things. Andy talks about the same three things, and Gil talks or repeats the whole like skin flute joke every single time.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke. Do I really?
But I've heard it like
then
four
I'm gonna
times.
Say it today.
I called it on the last one.
He's like, here comes
you
skin flute.
You ruined it. He was going to say it today. Now he's not.
Dude, really? I say it all the time?
Yeah. No, I think you only said it like three times.
Either way, though,
we've only
hilarious.
Done like four podcasts.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry.
This is our fifth one.
Videos.
YouTube videos.
Yeah. Anyway, so I learned that you guys love weed. You spend a shit ton of money on your album. And I feel the one that I related to the most
we
or whatever
invested
was
a lot of money in our album.
Yes.
Did you say shit it?
What?
Did you say shit it a lot of money?
No,
spent. Oh.
Yeah, spent. Sorry, my voice is all fucked
up. No, it's
up.
Okay.
Anyways, but the one thing that like I felt your frustration, Andy, was the support and promotion from people around you to like get your music out there and stuff.
Yeah.
So I debated, because you guys have a lot of followers. I'm not going to lie. Like there's only, we probably have like the third most like highest following that we've had on like on the LPP and stuff, because we've had bands on before or whatever. So I was like, dude, like, do I cop out? Do I play my own song or whatever? Because even if like a few people listen,
to
like,
win,
yeah, whatever. But I no, I'm not. because I played a show on Sunday. It wasn't a show. It was like a, what would you call it? Singer songer.
Yeah, it was a singer. I think you posted it. Yeah, you did the singer songwriter thing.
It wasn't an open mic. It was a step up from that. But
oh, like yeah, it's a show.
Singer songwriter feature kind of thing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play with Kurt or something like that?
Nah.
Or wasn't he there?
No, I think she just dude. She's so dope at sharing.
Yeah, share
everyone's
shit, dude. That's
people
much
shit,
love
yeah.
to that for sure.
And she actually liked Kurt's album too. Shout out to Kurt McGirt. That's my boy.
Kurt McGirt.
Have you seen his calves? Bro, that man is sexy.
Dude,
that man is
his calves are like
fuck,
the size of
bro.
My head.
Bro, oh, one time I tried to race him, he beat my ass, bro. He beat my ass, and I'm gonna fucking rematch him one day, but I gotta work out because fuck Kurt.
I'm pretty sure I could beat you, dude. Like, anyways, so I went to this showcase or whatever, and this person went up. Like afterwards, they kind of just opened it up. Like the guy, the host, lent out his guitar, and this person went up. And played this song, but it was just them and the guitar. They had a beautiful voice. They played the guitar so amazingly. Like, I was just blown away. And I loved this song. The rawness, just everything about it. That's not the way it sounds, like what you're going to hear right now. But I reached out, because this isn't, like, usually you do, like, big bands. Like, we don't reach out, like, to anyone or whatever. But whatever, like, I was like, I'm going to play this person or whatever. So I reached out and I was like, hey, I was like, I really dug that song that you played. Is it streaming anywhere? And they told me that it was an old band from 2015, Storytellers, STOREE Tellers, like, so double E, no Y. And the song is called La Sancha, and we're going to play it in 50 seconds. And but just know, like, when I heard it, the opening line was, the only way I know how to get to your place is late at night. And I was like, oh,
ooh, that's a bar.
Like, I love it.
Yeah, it's a bar, dude.
So there's like the full version.
Like you heard an acoustic and this is like the recording? Okay, tight. Yeah, I'm excited.
So it's a bit more hard rocking. I still love it. I still wanted to play it. So this is Storyteller's La Sancha. See you once a week. The secret is killing me.
Hard, Dad.
You said this is a local band?
It's an old band. I don't know. So I had to get the horns in there because I love horns.
You did mention you love Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It runs in the family. Like my sister dated a trumpet player. There was drama the Bugle there, Boys. Whatever.
But you like that one, huh, Ron?
So this is off the Royal Baby, B-A-E-B-Y. I don't know what's up with the spelling. I just wanted to throw it out there that I loved this song. I dug the album. I listened to the whole album. I think it did mature. Like start to finish, it did mature. Like it picked up. I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't really digging it like the first few songs. And then the song before La Sancha, I was like, all right, like this is my jam or whatever. And then it ended on a good note. But I might feature it on the 110 podcast to get more information from this person. So yeah.
That's tight.
What'd you guys think about it? You guys were rocking out pretty good to it.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Yeah. It was really good. There was the bongos coming in was sexy. Trumpet was sexy.
You know what I really like?
On guitar was sexy.
You know what I really like? The crunch on the guitar. It was an interesting.
Really?
Do I sound drunk? It was an interesting sound. It was an interesting sound. Yeah, it was like. Do you remember Cakewalk?
Yeah.
Do you remember us recording on Cakewalk?
Of course, 2004.
Not necessarily like the quality of it, but like the way the guitar was. Remember my blues driver?
Yeah. See, and it's so funny that you said that because I was gonna be like, oh, so you like the cheap sound?
No.
Because that's what it just sounded like. That was not a great recording, and they used like a standard plugin that came.
It definitely wasn't. It definitely wasn't. But I did enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
And. The song has actually a lot of potential.
No, the song was a banger.
Yeah, the song is fucking dope.
I agree with
that. I wasn't listening to the lyrics too much because you know me.
Like, oh, they were great. She barred out, dude.
Yeah, because I always listen to the music first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like,
you're a music guy first.
The lyrics kind of just sound like another fucking instrument. You know what I mean? So like...
He just heard la, 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 la.
Actually, yeah, that's all I heard. Something about, la, 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 yeah. But it was a dope fucking song,
And
dude.
She had a great voice.
Yeah, she had a great voice. Yeah. And then the little, the little fucking like ranchero style that they were doing, like, was dope as fuck, dude. Like, what was the name of the band?
Storytellers.
EE, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No YEE.
No YEE.
That's right.
That's why I got confused. I was like, so many letters. I've been making IPAs.
I don't know.
So, like I was saying, like, I'm not like all into like audio mixing or anything like that, but you could definitely tell a difference, right, between this song and
Day and Night,
Chicano,
right?
Batman. Yeah, like this one was like very muddy, like everything kind of sounded like on the same frequency.
Dude, Chicano Batman has a lot of money behind.
And I think what a lot of people need to realize, and hopefully anyone ever takes this advice, is if you're recording a band, your drums are going to dictate your whole thing. Because if facts. You guys heard, that trumpet was fantastic.
It was.
Like, it was recorded so well. But if you have shitty drum recordings, those room mics in particular, it's going to ruin your whole recording. And so many people think that you have to have these bomb-ass expensive condenser mics, and that's what's going to make you better. Not if you have a shitty room. Like, bro, for example, I think I said it. Oh, I didn't say it on the last podcast. In the last album, most of that we used the studio's Neumann, which is a very, very high-class mic. We had to retake or retrack some of the vocals on one of the songs, Gryffindor in particular. And we did them at the house with, you know, this is Shure SM58. We did like the bigger Shure that you see. Like, I think it's called a 7. It's like a podcast one.
Oh,
we
right,
put
right.
blankets over our heads and did it in our house with that. And you can't tell the fucking difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we had good plugins to run it, but people need to, like, I hope someone can learn that advice that you don't have to have the greatest mics in the world. It's more so capturing a good tone. So a lot of parts of that song we just heard had good recordings, but wherever they recorded percussion, you could tell might have been a little bit of a colder room or in like someone's living room or something. Or someone was like, they dropped $500 on some mics and then did it in their bedroom. And it's like, oh, well, now you captured the coldness of your bedroom. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just remember
you're gay
when I was not listening when I was not listening to what you were saying by accident.
Thanks, bro.
I'm sorry. I started thinking about something because I realized you really love Roma Part, huh?
I do. Oh, dude. Andy,
oh, I heard you want to suck on their dicks.
Andy, I would.
Andy does too, bro. And honestly, dude. Me too.
You saw it in the podcast.
We saw them bro, like a month ago.
Hey, yeah. Isn't Ryan angelic? When he sings.
Which one is that?
The
singer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't
I'm
know
not
their
good names.
Fucking,
I'm not good
oh
with names.
Oh, man.
Shout out
like,
to our boys, Roam Apart, like always. Yeah, those yeah, are yeah, guys. Yeah, yeah. Just wait until the new application fee Roam Apart tour goes down. That shit's going to be wild.
Yes. I'll be there every show.
I'm taking that.
As long as it's like.
Yeah, we're taking that shit.
Find him some babysitters, though.
They have a bunch of kids, though. How you going to
be fucking, dude. They're professional musicians. Like, they gig almost every day.
No, they do, yeah. I think Alex in particular plays in the banda.
Yeah.
Alex didn't got kids, though. It's Ryan and Dustin.
No, he had one. He just had one.
He just had one.
Damn, we haven't seen Alex in a minute.
I miss you, dog.
Yeah, hey, Alex. You
pull out content. Next time.
Yeah, pull out next time.
Damn, congratulations, bro.
That's crazy. He had a kid, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to text him.
Text him right now, dude. Tell me you're the rod. Tell me you're the rod. You'll be like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's not like we're live, dude.
Dude, I'm almost trying to like, I'm like, oh, like Ryan said he's down like for the podcast. And
oh, I was
like,
going to say, who? Yeah, they're going to be here next
like,
next
who?
Month.
Oh, yeah? You guys are going to do it?
Okay,
yeah,
can you invite all of us for one?
No, we're already getting an extra mic for fucking Alex. Or
I'll bring
sorry, Alex.
We can bring you some mics.
Yeah.
No, the audio is going to be shit, dude. Like, no. Right.
How many things
do
you have?
I can do five.
Yeah, we can share
them. No, they share one, we share one.
How about you guys come to our house and we do a podcast? We do our podcast.
Okay, we'll do your podcast. Yes,
actually, you know what? Let's not invite them and just invite Roam Apart.
Yes, yes.
Invite me. Don't invite Denise.
Damn it.
Sausage fest, baby.
Woo. I do
love cocks. Just send me pictures.
Just send me pictures.
Dude, so did you heard the story of how we met Roam Apart?
No.
I thought I said in a podcast.
I thought you listened to all the podcasts.
No, I don't remember if I said it in the podcast.
It's actually a really cool story.
Ryan told us sort of that I don't know, whatever.
Apparently they were already following us on Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. And they saw that we recorded our album at Light Black Studios. Shout out Light Black Productions.
Shout out to Rob Black.
Make sure to record there. Very affordable. Good shit in Gardena.
That's a wonderful
1330,
human being right there.
Split three ways.
And
1333.
Right?
Oh, 1333, yeah. My
and
bad.
They fucking...
get it right, bro.
Good one, yeah.
Shit, man.
Hey, it's a good album name, right? 1333?
Yes, dude. Yes. Anyway, sorry.
And they saw that we recorded there. So they reached out to that studio and got booked to record their album there. 1333. And Rob reached out to me one day, the guy who owns the studio. And he was like, hey, dude, this band... is recording and I might need some help. Can you come help me out? So I was like, of course, I'll be there. So after work one day, I went and they were in, it's like three rooms and the big room is where you track. And there's, of course, cameras so that in the mixing room, you can see it and then you can talk to them through their headphones, blah, blah, blah. So I was in the tracking room and they were, I was in the, what's the word? I don't want to say mixing room, whatever.
Mastering.
I'm in the fucking, that other fucking room.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked on the cameras and I could see him.
You were like,
tracking.
You guys are hot.
Well, I saw him tracking and we had it playing really loud on the monitors. And we both just stood there, dude, for like all 3 minutes of the song in silence. And they finished the take, and he was like, hey, that was good, blah, blah, blah. And they went to, like, have a moment before they were doing the next take. And I looked at Rob, and I was like, who the fuck are these guys, dude? And he was like, bro, you guys need to play shows together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, for sure. And he's like, apparently they booked here because of you guys, because you recorded here. And I was like, what? So they came out, and I obviously was like, oh, you know, it's so good to meet you guys, blah, blah. And I love telling this story because I always bust his balls about it. Ryan is so
humble,
insecure about his singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much, dude. And I remember being like, bro, you shit on us.
He's an angel, dude.
Yes,
he's
a like fucking angel sent from God. So he's in the booth now. I went another day, and he's doing the vocal takes in the booth. And after every take, he was like, ah, bro, that's fucking terrible. My bad. Let me try again, dude. And we're like, bro, that was fantastic. It was so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Alex was the like super musical one. Because Ryan's sitting there playing something, and he's like, no. Play the seven. And Ryan's like, what? And he's like, put your pinky down. And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, damn, that fool knows the shit.
Damn.
And then as I got to know more now, like, that motherfucker plays double what we play. Bro. And we play.
That motherfucker can play.
We play a few hours a day, but that fool plays a lot.
And yeah, dude, Ryan's full of shit because he sings like a fucking angel. I'll say it again. I said it before.
Yeah, yeah. So that day that we saw them at where was he?
Supply and Demand.
Oh, Supply and Demand, the Long Beach, LBC.
Oh, you saw him with Lazy Dream. Shout out to Lazy Dream.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
We left. And he's I gotta go home.
Shut up, guys. We have dogs. We have like a 3-hour window, dude. We have fucking dogs.
So anyways, I like their song City Lights. So like, I just shouted it out. I was like, do City Lights. And so they did. So then Ryan was like, oh, like we weren't gonna do that one because like I sang too high in the song.
So like, to
my voice is gonna like, you know, sorry if my voice doesn't sound that great.
And then he hit every note perfectly.
But it sounded perfect. Yeah, I was like, dude, monster, that was so good. Yeah. So I thought it was funny that you mentioned that.
Those fools are better than us.
Follow me into the other side where you will remember me. Dude, great ass fucking lyrics, dude.
Yeah. They got some bangers, dude.
And that was cool in the Negra Luz one, how they talked about how Dustin writes a lot. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed, and he was like, I only write about death.
He's like Neil Peart.
The drummer, excuse me, since you don't know the name.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, Rod's like, process of elimination.
That's the drummer. There's only three of them.
Dude, that Ferrero chair was fucking bomb.
Nice. There's some more in there.
I'm going to steal one later, but I shouldn't be eating on the podcast. You're just hearing.
I didn't hear anything, so I think you're good. Sorry, but so did we finish with your song?
Yeah.
So that was a good song. That was La Sancha by Storytellers with two E's, no Y. All right. Well, with that, get on over to Andy's song.
Oh, dude. Los Lonely Boys. It's Latino
Texas
culture.
Boys,
yeah,
bro.
Texas
boys.
Especially in El Paso, they were huge, dude. They were huge.
They were like Selena.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the song Heaven, you know? It's fantastic.
That's the only song. Before this podcast, that was the only song I knew from Los
Lonely.
Dude,
that album?
Did you listen to that whole album?
Did you hear the whole thing?
No.
You're sleeping.
I was looking at interviews on YouTube and stuff, and then apparently they have a documentary.
Bro, fuck all that shit. Listen to the album. I don't care what they talk about on the documentary. Listen to the album, bro. The album is dope, bro.
They're so talented, man.
Yeah, it's like real guitar heavy. I was this is so good.
Dude, they're brothers.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, they're all brothers.
I wish I knew that guy's name, but he's a
I don't know
monster on the guitar, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. Introduce yourself.
And yeah, I think I had that album. I think my parents bought it for me, but this song in particular always stuck out the most to me.
Wait, did you say the song?
No, not
I
yet.
Feel like, oh okay.
No. Dime mi amor.
Oh, okay.
And fuck, dude, it's so good. I dedicate this to Kill Sister.
Hey, you heard that? You heard it here.
Play that shit.
Dime mi amor. Dime mi amor que me ama. Tú sabes muy bien que te quiero. Just tell me you love me again. Say I'm your man. I'll do everything that I can. Oh, baby, 'cause you know I'ma stand by my word.
and the guitar solo in that song.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, unfortunately, we didn't get to the guitar solo.
Yeah, go peep that song, guys.
Yeah.
That whole first album, self-entitled Los Lonely Boys, that is a fucking sick-ass album.
Oh, it's a great album, bro. Because there's nobody else like you. Baby, nobody.
Very bluesy, very Latino, very, so good. But no, I love that song, baby, nobody. I think that's one of the... I have quite a few albums that I can always say, like, help me realize I wanted to be a professional musician. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them. That was one of those, like, hearing that album. And I was like, I want to be this talented. I want to rock the fuck out like this. And then my dad, forever, when we would write our bad songs and...
No, he would just always request us to play the Los Lonely Boys.
Well, no, he would always tell me. He'd be like, can't you write songs like that? Write songs like heaven.
See, you're not the only one that's upset about our dick songs.
Yeah, don't worry.
Get in line.
I remember my
There's
mom...
a petition.
When my mom first heard the album, she texted me and she was just like, that's cochino. She's like, why do you always have to just be vulgar? That's the issue word.
Yeah.
She's like, why do you guys have to be so vulgar all the time?
My dad was like, why does Andy love your dick so much?
And he was like, I got something to tell you, Dad.
I was like, Dad, I'm coming out. Nah, I'm not gay, Dad. Not yet.
He's not going to hear this.
I'm still trying to figure it out. Nah, but dude, that fucking album is dope and great.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I've listened to their other album.
No, me neither.
So just this one?
They have who knows how many.
They have like four. Four?
Yeah, well, that's the only one that's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, make it easier for me then.
Man. And they...
It's like Panic at the Disco, dude. Their only good album, Fever You Can't Sweat Out.
I don't listen.
Dude,
bro. Listen to their first
Fever
album.
You Can't Sweat Out. Bro, it's going to change your
bro,
life.
Bro, they were 18 years old when they wrote that shit. And the guitarist wrote most of that shit. Because he's a little loser. No, he's not. But like,
loser.
No, because he's a badass, really. But bro, honestly, like... Listen to it. It's a actually.
Have you heard that album?
Really good album.
No,
dude, it's really good.
It's a really.
I know. They have like a stigma behind them. But no, their first album, they were still a bunch of. They were still a band. How about that?
You're gonna enjoy it for sure,
dude. Skylar loves Panic at the Disco.
Oh yeah, I know.
Don't. So whoever this person is, don't tell him. But listen to A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, and then text him, and you're gonna be like, I'm so sorry I slept for so long. Love
now
you guys,
I'm
dude.
Consenting it. Bro, so good. Honestly, Brandon Urie has an angel voice too. Bro, I wish I could sing like that. See, and that's why I don't like my English singing, because I don't sound like that. I sound like a little beaner, dude. Or like a drunk cholo or something, you know?
But that's my favorite. That's what I love.
Dude, I was
it's unique.
I was at work the other day, and they hired a lady and she was cleaning. So her and I started speaking to each other. And I made like a joke to everyone where I was like, well, it's because everyone looked like cholos. And she was like you? And I was like,
what?
I was like, do I look like a cholo?
I don't even think you look like a cholo.
No, we don't.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Thank you. Day I was wearing my baggy
pants.
Introduce
you to my mother. What does my mom say all the time?
I love you, Andy. You make my son better.
I don't care what anybody says about you.
That's it. That was what I was looking for. Not the heel.
Oh.
I like when you say that
shit. Yeah. It's because for years, Gil has done dumb shit. And we obviously grew up together. You know, we met when we were 12. And she always yelled and shit.
We started fucking at 16.
Yeah. Oh, heel.
Always heel.
She always goes,
heel.
Because, my mom, like, she can't get mad at me.
Yeah,
she
that's
tries.
False, actually.
She tries, dude, but she can't get mad at me, dude. Like, she just ends up laughing.
Yeah, she can't stay mad at me.
You win her over right
away.
Because
I'm hilarious, dude. And I'm sexy.
He's like, look how cute and adorable.
Not that matters to my mom.
I know,
but...
I was like,
Bro, yeah.
I'm like Jesus. No, I'm just kidding.
Freaking John Lennon over here.
No.
What was he going to say? No, yeah. So back to the song. The harmonies were great. Do you guys, you guys don't really do a lot of harmonies, right?
We try.
How dare you?
Do you?
God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Play La Chica right now.
Dime, chica, por favor, que vas a entrar en mi corazón. Con sabor y sin rencor, es como quiero hacer amor. Sé que tú me quieres y yo siempre tengo la razón. No es por vanidad, bebé, así la vive Gil, ya ves.
Our singing is definitely our weakest part of our game.
Yeah. You know? Not Well, I mean, okay, yeah, the singing, not the rapping.
Oh, I got bars.
The rapping is dope.
Yeah, for sure.
That singing was more towards Gil, I feel like. Yeah, Rod was like, oh, anyways, no.
Say it.
No,
come on.
No, like, Rod doesn't like Gil singing or whatever.
Oh,
like,
no.
You're not alone.
Not that he doesn't like it, but he kind of hates on it.
I don't not like the singing. I just, the lyrics need some work.
Hey, you're not alone, baby.
That's okay.
You know what? You should know, bro. You fucking learned Spanish first, too.
Yeah, I did.
I'm working bilingual, baby. Like, come on, man. Give me some slack. You're supposed to be my boy, Rod.
Hey, man.
You know fucking changed up
next
real
month,
quickly.
I want you to play a song you're going to write.
Yeah.
Starting today, you're going to write a song. We're going to put it on your podcast.
Boom.
And then we're all going to talk shit.
I'm going to debut it on the...
Y'all talk, Rod.
I am all talk.
Bring back
Okay, but back to that. I didn't get to this part earlier. I do commend anybody that goes out and, you know, puts their stuff out there for people to, like, listen to or enjoy, because that takes a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, like... And it doesn't have to be like a personal song about like your feelings or anything, but it's just anything that you create and then you put it out.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
That's just hard, and not everybody can do that.
It's fun and games at the end of the day, man. Like, everything's just a big laugh.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Life's a joke, man.
Well, life's a bitch and then you die, but
that
yeah.
That's you. But yeah, so anyway, so back to the song. So the harmonies are great. Also, have you guys heard about this whole thing? And you guys might know because you guys are musicians. But there's this whole thing about how, like, there's, like, certain keys or notes or something that draw, like, a very melancholy vibe from people.
Of course, yeah.
I feel like this song had that. It really, like, certain lines, you're just like, oh, like, it just, like, pulls at the heartstrings.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, damn, that was
a good
song.
What he was going for.
Yeah.
He was like, bitch, tell me you fucking love me.
There's definitely pain in that song, for sure, yeah. Like Andy said, I think while we were listening to it. But it's like, because he's like, just let me love you, girl. Like, that's all he's really trying to say, like, just...
But he's a toxico.
Like I'm not just your friend, but also I'm not your boyfriend. It's basically what he was saying. And maybe that's what we are the way we are, Andy. That time.
But yeah, that was a good song. Thank you. Yeah,
and great recording once again, which I'm sure you guys heard. Like, it was fantastic.
For sure.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
And yes, they are very guitar heavy band. I listened to this one song. I think it's like Cotton Fields and something or other. It had a real like Stevie Ray Vaughan like guitar sound to it.
It's because it's that Texas vibe, baby. They got really deep into that Texas thing, which is something that me and Andy have never, like, we're not from Texas, bro.
I'm not from Texas.
That's a totally different thing,
bro. No, it's in Texas, but we're not from Texas.
No. I know. But like, what is that about?
It's just because we're not Texans, bro. Like, we don't act like Texas.
Fuck no.
Like,
Texas never had my back. Texas only got me in trouble.
Actually, yeah.
Fuck Texas.
I didn't even mess with Texas and they fucked me, bro.
I don't even want to tour through fucking Texas.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Texas can suck a nut, dude.
So you guys are never going
back
to Texas.
And you know what's funny? Like, people have this dilemma about how, like, Texas and California, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, bro, people in Texas, yeah, they're nice, but just because they have manners, that's it. Like,
so is it like a passive aggressive?
They're assholes behind your back either way. You know, at least in California, people are assholes in front of your face.
You know? And you guys know where El Paso is, right? Like, on a map?
Like right on the border, right?
And it's at the over here at the tip, so it's like
yeah, Nuevo Mexico y Juarez.
Literally,
yeah.
Literally, like I remember you throw a rock, you know. So it's like when people, oh, Texas, blah blah. I never been to fucking Dallas. I never been to Houston. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about none of that, dude. Never.
I went to Austin once because my sister lives there, and low key, Austin was kind of nice.
Austin's like LA,
and look, I'm not saying that the cities probably aren't dope because I'm gonna end up playing there. I'm not gonna be there like fuck you guys, blah blah. But I'm talking about that whole Texas
just
stigma, especially
the
like,
government, you know, like the policies and stuff. Yeah, bro, I got arrested for this much weed and people that aren't seeing it was
He's
less than
like
a fucking
little,
gram,
like,
dude.
Tight,
it was less than a gram, bro. And I got arrested and I had to spend 12 hours in jail.
Oh,
dude.
Shit,
like,
man.
Yeah, it sucked. I mean,
I got him out as quick as he could.
Yeah,
some people heard that and were like, 12 hours, give us it.
Yeah, no, it was nothing.
I was
really
waiting with the bail. Yeah, I was like, has he cleared yet?
Actually, I got out real quickly, dude. Like, but it sucked. You know what I mean? It was like, I just wasted 12 hours of my day, bro. Like, yeah. I should have been at work. You know what I mean? Like, and I was drunk as fuck, bro. And they didn't get me for a DWI. They just got me for weed. What kind of shit is that, Texas?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why we don't fuck with Texas, because they're assholes, bro.
So.
No, not the people. Like.
The state.
The state.
Yeah. I get that.
And everyone's so hardcore. Texas.
Yeah, and
Texas,
it was like,
don't fuck with Texas.
Like, hey, bro, can you see me? Yeah.
Don't mess with Texas,
bro. Yeah. They take that shit seriously, bro. My brother is a big Texas person.
Hey, which is better, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Shut the fuck up.
Go to fucking Red Robin.
Red Robin, bro. Yum. Over all of those. too. That was good.
Thank you. You got gold in this podcast today, bro.
Nothing but.
The editing did itself. Sorry, dude.
Never mind. You're good. Los Lonely Boys. I'm going to check out that album.
Yeah.
Cause, yeah,
and Panic
like,
at the Disco.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to check out Panic at the Disco.
Bro, trust me.
I don't know about Panic at the Disco, dude.
Trust me, bro. I'll play some shit right now off my phone through the mic.
You know what? you should actually. No, we probably get like flagged, but don't. Listen to it, bro. Listen to that shit, dude.
I will.
Listen to it. It's really
I'll listen to both, and then I'll report back, let you guys know what I think.
I'm going to be waiting for that call.
All right. And with that, I guess we'll get to our last song. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
I'm looking to Denise, making sure that I'm doing a good job.
You have the show notes. I have my notes.
All right. For the last song of the evening, it's my song, and it's a little ditty by a band called Molotov. I'm saying it in English.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got Molotov? Yeah, who did you get? Dude. What song?
I said it in English, but in Spanish it would be Molotov.
Is it Rhapsody of Bohemia?
Yeah. No, it's not that one. It's not that one. So I went...
You just got my dick hard, bro.
Sorry. So I thought it was very fitting for the episode because there's a little bit of I get
what you're saying because they're funny,
yeah,
and stupid.
They have sexual,
yeah, it's like
sexual.
Oh, we definitely have, yeah, a Molotov influence.
They're influenced for sure. I love, dude, Molotov since we were kids.
Dad showed me Molotov. That's my shit.
There we go. All right, so I'll just go ahead and play it, and then you guys can
just
enjoy
it. Don't even say
it,
just play it.
All right, here we go. It's a really short clip.
Play the fucking song.
Here we go.
Hungry for some bologna, you got buns that you wanna show me. Open up wide, you can eat this Oscar mine that's really bony. I wanna get down in the jujubes, and I think I'm gonna flick them. Your titties all smelling like chocolate chip ice cream, and I think I wanna lick them. I got some hot people that run pros, but you gotta say please. I'll dig into that thigh every time, but you hold the cottage cheese. And more dessert, we can do the work, so put my whipped cream in your pie hole. And don't flinch when you feel a pinch on that pretty little taco, cause I've tried to pry, you beat it claim there, that we not budge. So I went around the corner to keep on trying, and I got a little fudge.
Ahora papas, las de Wendy's, pero no las presta. Más huevo, un par de tetas que un chinguero de carretas. Te hago un espaguete al burro con una cerveza en lata. La de malas que el rochata le pisa en su quinta pata. Bro, that's my shit, bro.
Dude,
bro,
Dance,
Dense, Denso,
yeah,
is a great album, bro. Mm-hmm. Dance, Dense, Denso is a punk album, bro. Like, Molotov is hard as fuck.
Yeah. So
we're
I was
listening to it on the way home.
Hell yeah. We're in that shit from the top.
That's my shit.
From
dude.
The top.
That's my shit.
Brincos, jalones, codazos, y empuso. Oh, bro, that's my shit, dude.
Have you ever seen him live?
No, dude.
Me neither.
So earlier, I thought you were going to ask this question because you're talking about
how we go
to live shows all the time. Mm. I thought you were going to not talk about the more local thing. I thought you were going to say, do you guys see a lot of bands and stuff? Like, bigger stuff.
No, go ahead.
No, that I'm just to the.
No, yeah. So let's pretend I did ask that.
No. If you'd let me talk.
Go ahead.
And no, because we've been broke.
And no.
We've been broke for 10 years.
Because we're broke.
And now we're finally starting to get on our feet, but we dumped it all into the album, so we're trying to recover from that still. But like, think of all the great bands that come to LA. We've missed all of them.
Bro,
because
you know how,
we didn't have the $50 to buy a fucking ticket.
To say to that, you know how many times Maná comes to LA? Bro, Maná is LA's like trophy band, bro. Like everybody in LA loves Maná, bro. And for a good reason. They get Rod, stop being a hater, bro.
I'm a hater because like whenever anybody says like, oh, rock en español or like Mexican bands, they always go, Maná. And I'm like, bro, there's like so many other.
Yeah,
like,
El Tri, you know what I mean? But
they were just in the House of Blues in Anaheim.
El Tri still playing?
Yeah. They were in the House of Blues.
Alex Flores still alive?
Hey, someone's kids are playing with them.
Dude, he
show.
Looks like a fucking skeleton.
He's still alive?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No,
all the bands that you guys missed, all the people.
No,
that
yeah,
come.
We're just broke ass motherfuckers, bro. So, like, we don't go to shows, like,
yeah,
big
yeah.
shows, you know.
So, we usually go to shows
and also
to
when,
see our friends.
When we do go to shows, all Andy does is Chris likes the sound. So,
dude, it kills me.
I'll die, dude. You were going
to
go back to that.
I'll fucking die.
Staples Center and he was criticizing Kendrick.
I won't go to shows.
I'm not going to show the Staples Center ever again.
Oh, yeah, no. We knew the sound guy.
I mean, we've never gone to a show at Staples Center because fuck
that. Oh, no.
Crypto, sorry. Crypto.com.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Crypto.com.
Will always sponsor the show.
Dude, it's just because, you know what? It's so hard to run live sound. And when you don't take it seriously, why the fuck are you running sound then, bro? Yeah. If you're leaving your booth, or if you think that you can just, if anyone's listening to this, if you think you can dial them in and then walk away from your board, then you shouldn't have that fucking job, dude.
Yeah.
Stay by the fucking board. You have to breathe with the band.
You're part of the sound.
Literally, literally, like the whole time, because that one moment when you notice that he's singing a higher part, so turn his mic down a little bit. Then you have another one where he starts barring out and you got to turn him up a little bit. He starts playing a solo and he was coming through well and you give it a little more juice so it comes through the pay. Like, you got to be there, bro. And when people just walk away, I hate it. I hate it. I'm sure you saw it, Rudy's. Like, I was going crazy, dude.
What, my turn?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
We have not let Denise talk at all, by the way.
I don't care. Okay, so I was late, like, what, like, late to the game or whatever? Or what's that saying? Like, in finding you guys, like, I just missed your album release party, or, like, I would have bought your expensive-ass tickets. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
that's right.
They were expensive.
They weren't for you
guys. They were expensive.
I mean, actually, the way you guys are living, I think you guys could have afforded it.
Yeah, I'm in your house right now. Yeah,
they're
come to our house and you'll see what we're talking
for
about.
Our friends. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, bro, our levels aren't even, our fucking floors aren't even leveled, bro. Like,
yeah, there's tile
we
missing.
Live in a shithole. Yeah,
there's termites.
Anyways.
We got termites.
Apparently, the only one that's... Anyways,
go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so... So I hadn't seen any shows. I was obsessed with your album. And I, like, sound doesn't, like, mean anything
to me. Denise
can't
tell the difference between sound or video.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're listening to the creative then.
So, because, like, I grew up downloading, like, these rare bootlegs on LimeWire. Yeah. Like, just, like, oh, like, Pearl Jam, like, rare covers and
stuff. I did not have
stuff.
Sexual relations with that
girl. You remember that on LimeWire?
You get that one?
No.
You never got that one?
No.
Oh, dude, you would... sorry to interrupt you, but sometimes you would download a song on LimeWire, and it was just Bill Clinton saying that he didn't have sexual... It sucked,
never
dude.
Got
and
that.
They would call it whatever you were looking for. So you went to download whatever song, and it was
cute without the E or something. Anyway, sorry, Denise.
Yeah, so whatever. Like, I can't... Like, I'm not listening for sound or whatever. Like, I didn't hear your album first. I saw you guys on YouTube or whatever, and I was like, yes, like, that's like what I want to see. Had I seen you guys live, it would have been the same thing. I still would have, like, I believe that doesn't matter, like, what you put out or whatever, like, a fan's gonna like the music or whatever, you know? Yeah. What I mean, whatever. So
key
we went
to
a
fan
see,
too,
huh?
A fan,
what, what's like the difference?
Well, I mean, a bystander watching the band, you know what I mean? And like someone who's not into it. Someone who's so someone like you that actually enjoys a band as a fan, then hell yeah. Because if you know the words already to the song and you're there singing it along, then you're not noticing that the mics are, you know what I mean?
I did notice that your set was shorter because you're fucking with the sound like way too long, like at Rudy's or whatever. But I feel like and I whatever it is, like, that's if you want to have it sound like great, like, you know, that's your thing or whatever, but I was just like, they're not like, what's,
like,
what's going
fuck
on
up, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, are they gonna play?
Check it out, I showed up.
I know Gil told me or like, so
no, go ahead
yeah,
the listeners don't know.
Bro, if you're gonna hire a sound guy, hire a sound guy, you know what I'm saying? But they were told there was gonna be a sound guy is what's fucked up. It's no one's fault. They were told there was gonna be a sound guy, and then dude got there and was just like, all right, see you later, and just walked away. So it was like, what do we do? And I had to do something. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I had to. And it was like, and then the other bands were like, can you run ours too? Blah, blah. So I was like.
Oh, so they did ask you to run it.
No, they did.
Okay. I thought you were just doing it just because you're like OCD.
No, you think he wants to do that?
No, excuse me. I started doing it because I was OCD.
Yeah.
I guess.
But he didn't want to do that.
No,
didn't.
I was like, bro,
people
you
tell
can't
me that
say
shit
that
all
anymore.
The time. Like, you're OCD, huh? I was like,
perfectionist. You can't say OCD anymore.
Perfectionist.
No, I just don't know what the term means.
You can't say, that's a trigger word. Yeah, trigger warning.
This is a safe space, guys.
You know what? This you should like, in your intro, let people know that this is not going to be a very PC.
Oh, there's going to be a trigger warning at the beginning. Yeah, yeah.
Why do they always do that every time we go places?
Because we're XXX, bro. We're
extreme. Well, I had a question about that, actually.
My dick is that big, bro. Yes. Just kidding. What was your question?
My question was, do you guys feel like because of the content of your lyrics, maybe some people are more shy about sharing it or getting the word
because,
out?
Oh, no, because you know, we have songs that don't cuss. We have love songs.
But then you listen to the whole thing and you get
the
like
thing is
fantastic.
That everybody deep down is as dirty as we are.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And but I can't. I like my nephew and niece. Yeah, they love Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Like I want to share Gryffindor.
I shared Gryffindor with them, and they were like, "Dude, this is there a good." Because they love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Dude, you guys gotta listen to this song." So I sent them Gryffindor. My nephew was like, "I'm actually listening to the whole album."
And you were like, "Uh oh."
I was like, "Oh shit."
Well, hey, that's why there's a warning on the front.
Same thing with my homie Sean. Got married yesterday. Shout out to Sean and Veronica and his son, dude. Watches our Pirates Cove music video all the time, and he's an 11-year-old kid watching us in our Speedos, dude. Like, yeah, I'm not comfortable like knowing that this fucking kid is watching that, you know what I mean? But you know what? If he likes our music, that's dope, because when he's 20, 21, 18, and if we're still luckily playing, like,
if you're still
he'll be at our fucking shows, bro.
In
you know
six
what
years.
I mean? Like, what?
In 6 years?
Oh, no.
It's only 6 years, dude.
Fuck, I'm gonna die soon, dude. Anyways.
Hopefully not.
But yeah, dude, so it's I think the reason why we're so okay with being ridiculous and I guess family oriented, like the song like Gryffindor, like it's because, bro, like everyone has these thoughts and these ideas, you know what I mean? Like, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
that's
okay,
right, because otherwise,
dude,
how did we all get here, right? Everybody's fucking
you're not
everywhere.
An asshole, like it's okay, dude. Like just Don't send dick pics that are not wanted. Yeah, and
no unsolicited.
And be nice, bro. Like, be nice, but it's okay to be horny, dude. Like, it's fine. Like,
that should be the tagline.
But you do make a good point, and hopefully with albums in future, we can have the money to get two versions of every song so we can drop a censored version of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have to completely get the mix done differently to do that, and that costs double, you know? But I totally see where you're coming from, and you're right, because you're enjoying it, and then all of a sudden, Funk Master is the third song, and you're like,
"Yeah, you don't want to share that with me."
I mean, like, I love it, but
no,
a
lot of people hate that song. Oh, even song. Like Colocho one time, song, yeah. Even Anthony Colocho at a show one time, we played like we were starting to really get those songs down because he's been a friend of ours for many years, and when we played like La Chica for the first time, he was like, "Dude, that was a great song." He's like, "Can you guys do that more often instead of just rapping about your dicks?"
And so you're not alone, right?
Yeah, it's funny,
alone.
But it's like
you're not alone.
Different art,
but yeah. It's like, bro, you know what? I love rapping about my dick. It's hilarious, dude. Like, and the fact that it pisses people off actually
kind of even
makes
better.
It even funnier. Yeah, even no, yeah. I get that.
And my biggest thing too is like many years ago. You know when? Did you guys? You probably didn't. Did you grow up listening to like emo music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we grew up in that area. Oh, no, were you in Mexico when emo was out?
No, emo was like,
it doesn't seem like you were listening to My Chemical Romance.
I wasn't.
You
didn't listen to My Chemical Romance either.
No.
You don't listen to emo.
No, I didn't. I know what emo is.
Oh, but you didn't listen to it. Okay, so,
I wasn't an emo head.
So, like, a lot of us.
Emo head?
I didn't
know that.
Those are E-heads, bro. E-heads.
Growing up, a lot of people, you don't know. You're trying to figure out who you are, especially in those teenage years that are so important.
Yeah.
And when I figured out who I was, especially because we got lucky, we've been friends for so long, I told myself that I was going to be the same person all the time. The same way I'm going to talk to you guys is the same way I'm going to talk to my mom, then I'm going to talk to your grandma. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be like, yeah, fuck that. But of course, there's a certain level of how you have to change a little bit, but I'm not going to be a different person ever. Think of you're thinking of people right now that are very two-faced, or you've had friends or ex-friends in your life that it's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you acting like this all of a sudden? Or you're around certain kind of people and they act like this way. So I've always taken a lot of pride that I'm going to be the same person all the fucking time. And I think that translates in our music,
facts,
which upsets some people because it's like, can you guys tone it down? That's why we don't get, our whole lives, Gil would always get invited places and they'd be like, and I guess you can bring Andy. It's facts, bro, because he's so much more likable than I am. I understand that. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to change who I am to make everyone else happy.
I'm likable until they start dating me. And then they realize.
Yeah. And they're like, nah.
They're like, this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah. He's too freaky.
No, he's too angry.
Oh, shit. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. I went to anger management classes.
Well, we're not licensed therapists. So.
Andy is. He's my therapist. Actually, hey. He's my handler. That's why he's here.
Is he your caretaker?
He is, actually.
I take care of that dick.
He takes care of that dick.
Going along that train of thought that you were saying, then why would you put out a clean version?
Because putting censored versions doesn't stop me from expressing myself. It's for people who want to censor their kids. It's not my responsibility, and that I'm not trying to say in a dick way at all. Like, it's not my responsibility to censor your kids. It's yours. And once again, if you like our music and you want to show your kids, but you're like, ooh, you know what? Do they have a clean version of this? Because it's still a good song. Great example. I don't know how much you guys listen to rap, but Jay-Z has a song and it goes, oh man, I just blanked out. Nevertheless, the moral of the story is like, the censored version is actually a little better. Oh, it's, can I get a what? But you've heard that? Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. Dude, the real version goes, can I get a fuck you? I'm gonna listen to someone. Yeah. And it's like, he didn't change who he was. He didn't change the song, but it was so that people who wanted to still hear Jay-Z or show their kids play it on the radio censored. You know what I mean?
Well, so you can actually play it on the radio, I feel. Like, you couldn't play that on the radio, so you had to censor it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that was a decision that they made in the studio, doing that extra one where it was like, okay, let's just change this a little bit. It's still giving our art. It's still me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we can make this more of a selling point. Which is why songs like Gryffindor and La Chica are getting, and Walking Contradiction are getting played at all these good places and stuff now, because we had that intention as well, because we didn't write it looking at each other going, let's not cuss. It just didn't happen. You know what I mean? And when we didn't, it was like, okay, even better, because this is something we can really push to more of a mainstream vibe, I guess. More of like a anyone's invited thing, where it's like, there's like how you said, you like Funkmaster, which we'd always tripped out when you called us that first time and you said, we're going to feature that. We were like, really? Like, you're tight. That song is for people like us.
Yeah, that's our braggadocious song for
sure. Yeah, that song's for people like us where you enjoy it. And if you don't like it, press next. Yeah. You know? And I think that our music, which I some people can agree with, maybe not, no one can ever tell us what genre we are because we mix so much in there because it's influences of what we like. And instead of being like, we're going to be a reggae band, we're going to be a punk band, we just do whatever the fuck we want. So I guarantee if you listen to the whole album, there's going to be at least one song you like, you know? Because there's like metal stuff on there. There's fucking cumbia stuff on there. There's fucking hip hop stuff. There's funk stuff. There's a little bit of everything for everyone so it's that you can find a song you like.
Yeah.
Which is why videos are so important, because that, I don't know if you guys know, but dude, a lot of people only use YouTube to check out music.
Apparently. Yeah. So yeah.
Wait, Denise, did you have one last question before we end the show?
I don't know, because I have a lot of anxiety and a lot of buyer's remorse or whatever.
And like, those are the same, yeah.
A lot of what remorse?
Buyer's remorse.
What's buyer's remorse?
Like when you buy something and then afterwards you're mad at yourself because you spent it?
You're like, fuck, I gotta go take this back.
Like someone, you buy yourself a new hat and then you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have spent this money on this hat.
Yeah, I already got another hat. Yeah.
You need a Nandy. Because I'll look at Andy and be like, hey, bro, is this a good call? And he's like, nah. Or he'll be like, yeah. And then I never have buyer's remorse. You need a Nandy. Everybody needs a Nandy in their life.
I have to buy Rod's clothes, so yeah, anyways.
I buy my own clothes, bro.
No, I not buy, but like you always ask, like, does this look good? Are always taking me inside.
Hey guys, come on. I'm a licensed therapist.
He is. He's my handler.
No, I forgot the question. We phrased it.
Yes, like, okay,
you want me to phrase it?
Yeah, just say
okay.
it.
Okay. So Denise was wondering. So you guys are here now in the present, the power of now.
As are you.
Yes, I'm here too. Pretty much every podcast appearance that you have, you're always like, oh man, we spent so much on this like production for this album, and we got this producer and that producer and this and that. And da, 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 da. Would you have done anything differently?
Always. What you'll learn about me is I can always do better. I can always be better. I could have always done something better, but I learned so much from this one. Just wait till the next one, bro. Ooh. And do I have buyer's remorse that I looked at my business partner and was like, we're going to do this. And he was like, fuck it, if you think it's a good idea. And I don't care what anyone says. If you don't even like the music, but if you listen to the quality, it was there. Now,
yeah, I don't have buyer's remorse.
Yeah, like we spoke about, they're two different things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the quality of songwriting is different from the quality of the sound. But at the same time, we wouldn't be able to get all these opportunities. Our music wouldn't be played on a fucking football game. Actually, there was like 7 games we got played on, 3 different songs.
We wouldn't even be on your guys' podcast if our music was actually not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You may talk your shit and say that I need to work on my lyrics, but obviously you like our lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because we're right here, right now. Continue, Andy. Sorry.
And we were only able to get those big things and everything that will keep coming with us, because when you break a certain threshold, not just with fans, I'm talking more of like, because our goal is to, like, bro, I don't want to work for anyone ever again. Like, soon I want us to go on tour.
Bro, we're
and
trying
have
to
merch,
leave a legacy for our kids if we ever have some.
All
you know
off playing music, like, all the time. So when you have that mind state, then you're quote unquote selling out. I don't give a fuck if you want to say that's what we
bro,
do.
Bro, life is money, man.
You're born into the game, so we, fucking play it or get out.
The machine was built a long time ago, vato. Like, we can't do nothing about it except play the game.
So you have to invest in yourselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we took this huge leap to invest the little hard-earned money we had so that the quality would match what we think is the quality of songwriting. You know what I'm saying? Facts. And now as our manager and our producer, whatever the fuck, and when I pitch it now...
the leader of the band, really.
When you pitch something, unlike true fans, which I brought up earlier, it was like, ah, a listener and a fan. You can't be a fan of something till you give it a listen, right? People from Fox, blah, blah, blah. These radio stations that are finally getting us. Within those first 10 seconds, if the audio quality is not there, mm-hmm. depending on the threshold of how big it is or how much exposure you're going to get from it, that could be the deciding factor. You know what I mean? They could probably hear a song that they love, but they're like, fuck, dude. It's just the quality's not there. Yeah. Now, obviously, there's different platforms, especially nowadays, because we have the internet and these podcasts and these different ways to feature it. But at the same time, like, you watch the news. I've never met anyone that watches the news like this. There's people who listen to the radio.
That was a really bananas
thing. That was me before my car radio broke.
So, once again, our music wouldn't be played on fucking whatever.
KROS. Okay. Yeah, like, what is it called? K-Rock.
We wouldn't be able to get any music from our first album on there because the quality's not quite there. Maybe the songwriting was... but when I pitched it to the radio station, it wouldn't have been there. And one of the reasons why we got all these names involved as well is because it's a selling point. This is a product that I'm selling because it's our business. So do you know how I got all these people to respond when they first looked at my email? I said, featuring, you've heard it. 11-time Grammy nominated, blah, 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 blah. Mm. So right away.
Oh, you've heard it.
Right
yes,
away.
I've heard many times.
Now they're ready to give us a chance. Compared to the other 14,000 emails they've gotten of people trying to pitch their music. Now they looked and go, oh, I know Mark Needham. Oh, I know the Killers. I know Jay-Z. I know fucking Akon. I know Beyonce. So that was a selling point that we had to spend so that we could get these opportunities, which in 6 months of the album coming out has been going crazy. You know, it's been going crazy. Like I said, to where our phone's ringing and stuff and people, it's like,
what does Nacho say? You?
My life's good.
My life is real good. Yeah.
So no, definitely no buyer's remorse. And if it's not that I would have done anything different on this one, it's I'm going to do things different on the next one. Because I learned so fucking much from spending hundreds and hundreds of hours digging to get the product to match what we wanted from it. There were six different engineers on there, and you can tell. Maybe not.
I can't
how
tell.
You said if you can't tell, like, then that means the mastering engineer did his job. And the mastering engineer,
right? They made it all sound.
The mastering engineer won a Grammy working with James Brown. Oh, so shit. It's like, good. Then you just proved to us that he did his fucking job. You know. It's not. I don't even want to say different. I do things better. How about that?
Hey.
Next time, it's not that I'm going to do things different. I'm going to do things better.
And dude, it's always a learning curve, I guess. Like every other album, every new album or project or whatever, like EP, mixtape, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like it's a new way to improve and grow and fucking see what could happen next. You know what I mean? Like I don't explain my shit as good as Andy, but. Yeah, it's not buyer's remorse. It's just keep going, bro.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Fucking work at a fucking 9-to-5 job and just be sad about our lives? Fuck that, bro.
Fuck that, like, dude. Trying to be our own bosses.
Yeah. You know?
And trying to make a dream come true. That's why I tatted it on my side when I was 19. Because I was like, I'm either going to fall flat on my face or I'm going to and wake up every day looking at my body with the words no application fee tatted from my armpit to my hip and be like, you fucked up. Or you tried your hardest and it didn't work. You went as hard as you could and it didn't work out. Or, which if we keep on this path and don't kill ourselves, you know, or fucking be in the wrong place at the wrong time, then now I get to wake up and when I see my tattoo, I'm like, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Is that the only tattoo you have?
That's the only one I got because that shit was terrible.
No, yeah, I heard that shit was like terrible, a painful dude. Spot.
The last one I got, I love getting tattoos so much that the last one I got, I left the parlor. I felt like I was drunk or something, dude. Like I was so relaxed when I left that I was like, I like that shit, bro. I like getting tattoos.
Do you guys have any songs ready for the next one?
Actually, we have.
You guys always writing
songs that we've written already that I think we actually really like, right? Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah, there's two songs that we really like. Because dude, we're always writing. Yeah. I think Andy will agree with me. Like we're always fucking writing. I think Andy said this before in another podcast too, is like, we don't show each other shit until we know that that shit is good. You know what I mean? Because shit is shit. It's a long process, bro. It's like, it's the reason why Kendrick and Tyler, Creator, take 2 years to fucking put out an album, because it's like, you gotta put your fucking effort into it, bro. Like,
and I need to write more. I feel like I've been focusing so hard from when we recorded the album to now of getting it out, promoting it, doing this and that, that sometimes it takes away from my creative process.
It's funny you say that, though, because you've written both of the songs that we have.
I know, but in 6 months, you know?
Yeah, but still, like,
I mean, because how often do you write?
Not often. Like, no. I have a full-time job.
She needs to practice more.
Like, I quit my part-time job to focus on, like, the music thing or whatever. So I feel like that's something that I could work. And like I said, like, I'm taking a guitar class right now because I don't know how to fucking read music or anything. And, like, I would like for someone to track with me or whatever, whatever you said. I'm just not confident because I don't know anything. Like, my timing sucks. Like, Rod's timing and reading music and
why throw me, like, under everything the
bus? No, yours is better than mine. And he practices less, like, you know, but I don't know, he just picks up things, like, really fast, and so I just wouldn't feel confident or comfortable, because you could throw something out, like, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means, dude. Like, yeah, so I need to work on that.
That's a lot of people's problem too, is like they don't feel, like you said, confident enough, and it's like, dude, nobody does, so just do it.
But like Nike, I would also said, like to be it. Knowledgeable in this stuff, you know, before to, I ask.
You know, Jimi Hendrix didn't know shit about what he was doing. Jimi Hendrix, the way Jimi Hendrix saw music was with colors. He thought he could see colors in the notes that he was playing. And that doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all.
it sounds
like a bunch of fucking gibberish to me. But you know what? If it makes sense to him, it makes sense to him. So, like, if you think it sounds right, It probably does.
Yeah. That's actually, you know, the first thing they teach you in school.
And I remember, I think Andy would agree, one time we got lucky enough to see Victor Wooden do a, what do you call it?
Like a seminar.
Yeah, like a seminar, like a talk type of thing.
Wait,
like,
sorry, who's that?
Victor Wooden is an amazing bass player, son.
Oh, okay.
Great musician, amazing bro. Fucking musician, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, Victor Wooden, you should look with
him. Legend.
His songs, I think Andy has told me too, like, his songs, like, his albums are a little whatever. You know what I mean? But he is an amazing fucking musician, bro. Like, and we got to see him speak at Guitar Center one time. Guitar Center or Sam Ash. One of the things he said is, like, you're always a half step away from the right note.
Hey.
There's only 12 notes in music. You're always almost there. And if you're in a key, 7 of those are right. So you're always so close to being right.
And if you practice that's deep enough, then you'll know what notes not to play.
Yeah.
My last comment on that is, when we were growing up as musicians, Gil figured everything out by ear. Because in the end, anything music-wise is, you're training your ear. Hmm. That's all everything's about. Some people are born with it, some are not. Some people like us have to work harder. Some people just are born with it. You know what I mean? But I tried the different route because I had my scholarships and blah, blah, blah. And I took music and I read the books and I read theory and blah, blah, blah. But I never applied it. And then all these other people that I was talking to, or I'm sorry, like, you would jam with them, they were just jamming and going off their ear, and, you know, they started seeing patterns and stuff and blah, blah, blah. So when I started working at Guitar Center, we would have these open jams on Saturday, and my first day there, which nowadays it's a lot different, but those years ago, like, I was not the bass player I was now, you know, because I had those same insecurities where I was like, I feel comfortable with this guy, but, like, I didn't jam with other people. Oh, absolutely not. I was terrified. And I'm at Guitar Center now, and bro, everyone there's pros, any style, whatever. And when we all got up there to jam, this old dude walked in, and everyone's shaking his hand like, oh, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know who this fucking guy is. Turns out he teaches, like, a master course in music at one of the colleges.
Oh, shit.
So everyone knew him. So he walks over to the drums, and this is all he does. Imagine us in that mindset. You have your guitar in your hand, and he goes, let's play the blues. 1, 2, that's it. No warning, no word. Nope, that's it. He just says, play the blues. 1, 2, 3. And everyone in the room just started playing.
Damn.
And I was the only one sitting there like, oh, fuck. I'm like trying to look at people's hands like, are they at an A? Okay, so blue scale and A. Just stick to that. No one else thought that because they just went for it. You know what I mean? And finally, you know, in my late 20s now, I've learned to apply that nerd knowledge of music into actually doing it, because it didn't mean shit. It didn't mean shit that I could tell you that a fucking augmented chord has a sharp five. Like, it didn't fucking matter. You know, when you jam with people, it doesn't fucking matter.
And at the end of the day, everything was hard for me. At the end of the day, everything is in 4/4.
I saw a meme that said, everything's in 4/4 unless you count like a nerd.
These fucking nerds, bro. They're trying to make the 6/8 and fucking 9/12, blah, blah, blah. Suck a dick, son. Like, just fucking play 4/4, dude. Play me a good song. You know what I mean?
Play me a good song.
Let me dance. Let's just dance.
What you said was similar to what my professor said, because he asked me to play like one of my songs, because I had a question after class because I was feeling pain or whatever. And we were like, it's like our first second week. So he's talking about like, you really want to make sure you have form. And I was like, fuck, do I have to like retrain myself and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so he was watching me play and I played a song and he was like, oh, well, like who's on your album and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, nobody. It's just like me, because like I don't know anything. And he was like, yeah, but... I was like, that's why I'm here. And he's like, yeah, but sometimes school fucks you up. He's like, it just like makes you rigid. He's like, so you just got to have fun with it, you know? Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll like keep that in mind.
I took one music technology class before I dropped out. And the first thing he said was, nice old white dude. He goes, if it sounds right, it's right. If it sounds good, it's right. That's it. It doesn't matter what kind of compressors and equalizers or what kind of pedals or this and blah, blah. It doesn't matter. If it sounds good, it's right. And if one person got there differently than this person or whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. That's the best part about music, because it's all ear training. All my students, I tell them day one, I'm like, I'm not training to be a guitar player. You're coming to me saying you want to be a musician. Because in the end, any one of these instruments, as long as you're using like Western music like we all use, it's all 12 notes.
Yep.
That's all it is. Doesn't matter if you're playing a piano, a guitar, a flute, a saxophone, a fucking bassoon. It's all the same 12 notes.
In my opinion, like something that helped me like really get better at my instrument was... finding out these, like Annie said, like finding out these patterns that all these songs have, because all these songs follow a pattern, like especially popular songs, they follow patterns, you know what I mean? And it's just math in a way. Yeah,
that gets thrown a lot, like in class, like everyone's like, this is math. Yeah,
bro. So. The only language in the universe that everybody can speak
numbers
is mathematics. And music is really close to that. And the fact that it has only 12 notes, but you can do countless fucking things with those 12 notes, speaks to math.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That was good. Denise, did we just do your song? Oh, no, we did my song.
I think we're done.
We're done.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. We did it. We did the thing, guys. Where can people find you? Where can people find your music? I'll include it in the show notes and everything, but if you want to just put it out in the audio format.
I think I was subscribed to our YouTube.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Instagram. Download our add our album to your playlist. Just look up No Application Fee. All streaming platforms. You'll see two handsome Latinos that pop up. That is us. Check out our videos. YouTube, No Application Fee. You might have to dig through a bunch of like apartments and fucking colleges and stuff, because we're not big enough yet to break that. You know what I mean? But just put No Application Fee Band or something, or that'll usually pop up.
And you know what? Send some nudes. Nah, don't do that.
Check out the 110 podcast. Denise does go out there and feature a new artist every single week. She puts a lot of work into that show. Where can people find you directly if they want to slide into them DMs, like the kids say?
At D for Music, DEEFUR Music.
All right. And then if you want to check out even more podcasts with Denise and myself for whatever strange reason, go to talkingishard.com. And links to everything you heard on this show will be in the show notes. So be sure to check that out.
That's a sick domain.
Yeah. Talkingishard.com.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. I was going to wait to say something, but it's really dope. Yeah.
Thank you. Somebody hit me up trying to buy it a few years ago. And I was like, nah, bro, it's mine.
Some psych or whatever, right?
Like, yeah. I felt bad.
Unless they offer you like $3 million, don't sell that, bro.
They wanted to give me like 50 bucks.
Oh, fuck them. Tell them to go suck a nut, bro.
All right, well, thanks a lot, everybody, and we will see you next month.
All right.
Oh, God, I have to pee.